This update brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb area with an over 50-year hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass, behind Huron Auto Parts, in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they are not routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing, following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Testing for bacteria, nitrate, and nitrite should be annual, with arsenic, copper, and lead tests every 3 to 5 years, helping identify potential problems and ensuring water quality. Coliform bacteria, E. coli, high nitrate, nitrite, arsenic, copper, and lead levels pose health risks, particularly to vulnerable groups. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital for safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. During National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to today, Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniform Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are simple ways to show appreciation. Email your local department, sheriff's office, or state police branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly during errands. And drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our community safe. And we'll be back with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Hello, Thumb Glass. This is TJ.
Hello, this is Cinderella. My evil stepmother and stepsisters have broken some windows in the house and the windshield of the car. Can you help?
Cinderella, yes, we can. We do automotive, home, and mobile glass repair.
Oh, wonderful! Do you have any glass slippers?
No, but I can assure you that our specialists will make all the glass insulation slip in and fit right.
Will it be done by midnight?
Once the appointment is set, the work will be done quick.
Oh, Thumb Glass, you are truly my Prince Charming of glass insulation.
For the best jobs on home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us at Thumb Glass, next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass at 989-269-8131.
Southfield police are searching for two women believed to be sex trafficking victims. The investigation began with a tip about two men at the Red Roof Inn near Mile 12 and Northwestern Highway. On May 13th, a police chase started when officers tried to stop the suspects. It ended in Detroit when the suspect's car ran a red light and hit an Uber driver, who was ejected from her vehicle and critically injured. Ricky Edwards Jr. and Paul Allen Dave are now in custody, facing charges related to the trafficking allegations. The two women, believed to be victims, were taken to a hospital but left shortly afterward. Their current whereabouts are unknown, and police are urgently seeking their safe return. Anyone with information should contact Southfield Police or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. As the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to thousands after deadly storms, it will do so Saturday under a smog warning and as all of southern Texas starts to feel the heat. The National Weather Service in Houston warned that with temperatures hitting around 90 degrees this weekend, People should know the symptoms of heat exhaustion and not overdo yourself during the cleanup process. The balmy weather is a concern in a region where more than 555,000 homes and businesses remained without electricity Friday night. The area was hit with fierce storms Thursday, with winds of up to 100 miles per hour. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb area with an over 50-year hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass, behind Huron Auto Parts, in Bad Axe. And the temperature is currently 71 degrees. Wind speeds are from the south at 7 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 71%.